Panthers post-game podcast on Panthers Radio in association with Cyanomics down by the dressing room. As you'd expect, it's a boisterous dressing room. You know, job half done, but there's a lot of smiles after that. What a fabulous performance. Great noise, the energy in the building. We'll talk to Ken about that in a moment. And the noise, the passion. Where should we go first? Ken, might as well go with you. I love that badge, by the way. That's an old-fashioned badge. The old logo there. Maybe talk about that in another podcast, but not right now. Ken, that was a lot of fun tonight.
It was incredible. It was absolutely amazing. I'm buzzing. I won't sleep tonight. It's like, I find it hard when the energy's that amazing inside this building. There's no place like it. Fans brought the energy. The team brought energy as well. And it's just a reciprocating, perfect tornado of noise and energy, and just I'm absolutely buzzing.
I think we're all buzzing. Jono, that's everything that you wanted from a playoff team, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I swear then.
I don't do things like that, Christopher.
good stuff, Jonathan.
No, it was just a great performance. Everything just seemed to fall our way tonight. It was one of those written in the stars moments. We were magnificent tonight. Absolutely magnificent. Great to watch. Me and Greener on commentary were just saying there were things happening. It's like when Adam Brady comes down the left wing and in his sort of wheelhouse, and you thought, this is going in. In it went. Yeah. David Levin breaks away. You think there's no way he's going to miss. No way he's going to miss that. Straight in the net. It was just a fantastic performance by everyone in gold shirts tonight.
Because Green is last, we're going to leave him last. I don't know what he's been doing. He's been probably,
No.
Green, the big story of the day is Greener has no email. His email, he's managed to break his email.
Email's done.
How in 2023 he's going to be without email for a week?
Oh, at least.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't know his password for his Hotmail.
Never have.
Ken's looking like,
I can't believe that.
He doesn't know his password.
I can't believe you've got a Hotmail.
I've never had anything since.
There's about 100 questions I could ask about that.
So send me a carrier.
I'll fax you.
Yeah,
yeah, go on.
Fax.
Send your fax. Yeah. Oh, thanks, mate. Yeah, excellent. Christopher Gadsby.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've been critical when needed, and that's fair enough. What did you think tonight?
Yeah, I get to be being independent. I'm going to use the same word I used at the end of every single period report. Panthers were brilliant tonight. Mm. There's no other word for it. First period in particular, they could have had 4 or 5 goals. Yes, Guildford came more into the game second and third, but Panthers were able to weather the storm. 2-0 second period, 1-1 third period. It was just absolutely brilliant from the first buzzer to the last. One of the best performances of the season.
Got any good stats for us? You can put, come on, have you got anything good?
I mean, none off the top of my head. Spring to mind.
Come on.
I would have had, well, my laptop's in the media room and we're outside the dressing room, but had that Guildford goal not gone in, then it would have been the first shutout in 2023.
Good point.
You know, but the goal went in. 3 goals down in Guildford, I think, is enough. But this is going to be a little bit nervy in front of their own fans.
Absolutely. Greener, what did you think of it?
I thought, it was excellent. I'm sure Jono's echoed our views from Coventry. I thought Corey's tactics were spot on.
We played the man really deep, didn't
really
we?
Deep.
I've never seen a guy so. It was in our own zone.
And because of their speed, we nullified their speed. It was just like playing against a normal team. You know, when we've seen them this year, they're flying in waves, endless, and they just didn't have that. And I think you saw when we stopped that. You saw that we were on a level footing with them. I just think, you know, the big guys came to play. You know, in the second period, you know, Payton had to make some big saves when it was still really close. But I just thought we took our chances. We were physical. I just thought the game plan was spot on. Almost perfect, really. There's not really any fault.
Favourite goal, Jono? There was some great ones there. What's your favourite? See you later, boys.
I think Stephen Anderson... to get us started was a lovely finish,
finish. Well,
and the one that hit the post. Yeah. Adam Brady with a wheelhouse finish. David Levin, they were all great goals. I tell you what, Tanner Sorensen, he's got to be given a lot of credit, because you think it's just a tap in to an empty net, but that puck was bouncing and he just met it perfectly to put it into the net. I'm going to be participation trophy, but say we're all equally as good.
Yeah.
Alistair St. Clair, the marketing guru. What was your favourite goal of the night?
I didn't see them all, but I was in a very good position for Levin's breakaway. That was great. Yeah. Maybe not the goal that required the most skill with it, kind of, you know, sort of picking up the loose puck and being one-on-one with the keeper, but just the way it erupted noise-wise in here, it felt like a real kind of moment in the game and a moment in the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Greeno, we'll talk tactics about tomorrow, then I want to talk a bit more about the atmosphere again, but how does Corey approach this game? Does he... It'd be very easy to think, go defensively because we've got that lead, but maybe that can cause problems. It's a very interesting way. Does he do the same again? I know it's on the road, so it'll be slightly different. His tactics are going to be fascinating tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I think personally you think it's 0-0 and you just play them. And, you know, if you end up losing by one or two, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think it'll be more Guildford what they're going to do, how they're going to come out. Are they going to go full guns blazing? Are they going to, you know, whatever? But I think for us, it's just... You know, I mean, obviously we can sit back a bit, but I don't think you want to do that. I think you just play them a normal game, 0-0, and if we happen to lose a little bit, we've got that cushion and you just have that in the back pocket if you need it. So
Guildford have got to go for it. Guildford have absolutely got to go for it. So I think don't play defensive. How many times have we seen a team playing defensively and it just invites the pressure and they end up conceding? Best thing to do, in my opinion, and, you know, I'm not a hockey tactician by any stretch of the imagination, play the same way, because as Guildford go for it, they will leave themselves exposed at the back. Yeah. And I think all it's going to take is one or two goals to the Panthers tomorrow, and that gap's going to be too big for Guildford to make up.
Yeah, those two geniuses, Strachan and Nielsen, just left there to get ready for tomorrow's game. But back to the noise. It's when the crowd, again, I'll say this, Ken, led by you and your energy, when the crowd get into the game like that, nothing beats this building.
It's like having an extra man all night when they're going. Two things I want to say. I think Guildford's biggest mistake tonight was preparing by watching video of the Panthers. That was their biggest mistake. And secondly, it's got me asking more questions yet again about the format of the playoffs, because you got a Panthers team out of the race and nothing to play for. And then this team turns up in the playoffs. We've got to make more about the playoff series. We have to. Surely there's got to be a way of making more of the playoff series, and surely a way of still, because I believe that part of the issue is around numbers of fixtures for the smaller teams, financially making sure they get the number of games they need. There's got to be a way of re-energising it, because that tonight, why can't that be more games and more atmospheres like that? That's incredible. If you're one of the 3,800 people, and that's low that turned out tonight, to see that, and that's your first game, you're buzzing to come back. Why aren't we building that into more? I know there's people who get paid more than me and have insight I don't have, but surely we've got to make more of the playoffs in this country.
I think it's a great point. And Jono, you'll remember, like, one of the best playoff series was the sad demise of the Super League era, when there was five teams left. We ended up top four.
Five teams. It was Panthers, Steelers, Belfast, Bracknell.
Were you there, Bracknell, then?
Yeah, I wasn't playing in that, but I did play
Belfast. Belfast would have been there.
Belfast,
London.
Sheffield.
London, maybe. London Knights, and that was, you must remember, that was 16-game series in the playoffs.
It was
phenomenal. Yeah. And it was five teams competing for the final four.
Yeah, exactly.
And just one missed out. It was so intense.
We literally said it on commentary. It's, you know, if it's a bet, you know, Guildford have done all that all year, finished second, had a career year, and come here, and it's, you know, in one game it can be, and it's crazy for them.
This is exactly what I said on the radio before the final weekend, is that I almost wanted to lose that Manchester game because it gives you a Guildford side who have fought for the league so much and just missed out at the end.
We played that really well losing to Manchester. That was a great
And similarly
tactic.
To like in football, how often do you see the team that just misses out on automatic promotion go into the playoffs and not end up going up because they've given everything?
How often does that happen, Stan?
Relatively often, thankfully not for Forest last year. But no, and then falter in the playoffs, and I think that's exactly what's happened tonight. But yeah, Panthers were brilliant, the crowd were brilliant despite the low numbers, which were lower than I thought they were going to be, but probably the loudest they've been all season as well. It's just the entire night. I don't know why it's taken till the playoffs for it to be like this, because it's been brilliant.
John either wants to make a point or is just waving at us. I don't know.
No, I was waving at you because I love you so much. No, but me and Dan said on commentary about it shouldn't be beyond the realms of possibility to have a three-game series for the semi-finals. I don't think, and that's the minimum. You probably want five or seven.
With rink availability, arena availability.
I know it is, but surely three's not beyond the realms of possibility. And then the thing is, you chalk up tonight. Panthers have one win, and we go for a fresh start tomorrow.
Do you just play it literally like bank holiday weekend, and you literally you could play it Saturday, Sunday, Monday, couldn't you? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or something.
Series. Have it here over 5 days.
I want to ask you a question about.
You just stroked me now.
I do it again. Bless her, Sophie. You know, Sophie Rouse, who went to Arizona and came up with a great idea for the Jumbotron with in the third period, the crowd getting noise. How many people here cheered for over 42, 3?
That's me.
You're over 40 now.
I'm over 40, yeah.
You're not over 40.
I am, yeah, I know.
He looks 26.
No, and I'm like the Peter Pan of the group. But no,
Jono would get in over 50, wouldn't you, Jono?
I am 50, so technically 50.
We should get a new category for Jono.
You are joking.
Yeah, I'm 50.
He doesn't look a day over 49, does he? Like, you know. But yeah, another, you know. Another, you know, again. Another great burst of noise, and, you know, they're responding.
Yeah, this. I can't give enough credit to these fans tonight. You know, sometimes small in number, it doesn't matter. You know, if they are bringing the. And everybody, I was looking around, everybody was either moving in their seat, they were clapping, they were involved. But you can't not be when the players are giving you that. And this is the thing, it's not just the fans and it's not just the team, it's the combination, it's everything working together to create the atmosphere. And when that happens, the roof comes off this place. And I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
I don't think we need to say any more. You've summed it up superbly there. There you go, Panthers post-game podcast. 4-1 win against the Guildford Flames. Second leg to come tomorrow. But for now, thanks for joining us. Everyone who was there tonight, thanks for making the noise. It was unreal. And we'll speak to you again soon.